hard decisions about their operations because of drought conditions. We'll hear how they're coping. All that coming up on today's Radio Noon. The summer's heat and drought has left fields stunted and brown as the sun blazes down and the rain stays away. The extreme conditions have been tough on farmers and cattle producers and their livestock. It's called for some drastic action and tough decisions in hopes of keeping the herds going. Tyler Fulton has a cattle operation near Bertel, Manitoba, and he's the board president of the Manitoba Beef Producers. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me today.
Good. We wanted to hear from you. So tell me, what are beef producers up against right now, including on your own place?
Well, I'm sitting here in a pasture right now just doing some assessment of really how much longer the pasture will kind of last for us. We're not in the worst hit area of the province, but we will be pulling animals off pasture at least a month, month and a half earlier than normal. But there are some regions that are already in disaster zones. They're terrible circumstances where the pasture is not producing anything, and there's really no prospect of producing any hay or winter feed production given the dryness. So it's a terrible situation, and it continues to deteriorate across the province.
What's the effect of having no rain in terms of watering the cattle, let alone growing the grass?
That's another aspect of it, without a doubt. Just because of the deficit of moisture that we've seen over the course of the last couple years, we haven't seen the recharge of things like dugouts and shallow aquifers. We're in a position ourselves where we had to pull animals out of pasture because we didn't have a water source for them. And that's despite, pretty significant investments over the course of the last several years to develop those resources. So it's an aspect of it that everybody is struggling with as well.
Have you ever seen a situation like this, or have any of these sort of old timers harking back to when it was like this, or is this something new?
Well, I think definitely there's some references back to the early 80s when we saw, long-term droughts affect the similar areas of the province. I don't have a direct memory of it, but it definitely draws a lot of parallels. And I'll remind those that weren't familiar with it, it did trigger just huge financial hardship and failures, farm failures, across the West. And we're in a similar circumstance now. It's not limited to Manitoba. It includes parts of northwestern Ontario and all the way across Saskatchewan and Alberta and even British Columbia.
Now, you mentioned that you aren't in the hardest hit area, and earlier on Radio Noon we've talked to people from both Armstrong and Saint-Laurent where agricultural disasters have been declared. How close are you to that situation?
Well, we benefited from some rain about a month ago, and that kind of got us to where we are today. I don't, we're not in currently one of the RMs that have been declared a disaster region, but we're fast approaching that. And unless we get something really over the next week or 10 days, we'll likely be moving in that direction as well.
You talked about having to pull some cattle out of the pastures a month and a half early. What other fairly drastic decisions are producers having to make?
Well, we're forced, really, across the province, we're certain that we're seeing animals go to market early. That means that not just calves from this year that would typically be sold in the fall, but also the productive capacity of Manitoba's beef cow herd. So we're talking about breeding stock cows that have been in herds for 3, 4, or to 10 years, having to sell them, and and because we just know that we won't have the feed, and even if we did, the cost of alternatives is just exorbitantly high with really high commodity prices. So it feels a bit like a perfect storm of conditions that that producers are dealing with.
Will this put some producers out of business?
I think it definitely threatens that the viability of some of the operations in the Interlake and southwestern Manitoba is definitely in question because of the long-term impacts on their operations. And we're talking about operations that have been in the family for two, three, you know, four generations. And you can imagine the mental stress that goes along with, you know, with the losing it.
Yeah. So what kinds of help do they need, both short-term and long-term, right now?
Well, right now, Manitoba Beef Producers is focused on trying to create a situation where there's as much winter feed production happening as possible. And so what we're hoping is that we will see just an extraordinary effort, collaboration between crop producers and livestock guys to make use of some of the crops that are burning up. What I'm talking about is cereal crops like barley, wheat, and oats that won't be economically viable to harvest in the fall. What we're hoping is that crop producers can go and contact their crop insurance agent, get them to estimate what the yield would be, and then make the decision to switch it to alternate use, which would allow livestock operations to go in and bale it and salvage some of the value that's still out there for livestock feed.
Well, thank you very much, Tyler, for bringing us up to date on what's happening with you and offering some concrete action that farmers can take. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks a lot for the opportunity to pass on the situation. And hopefully we'll get some rain and we can see the end of it.
Okay. Thanks so much, Tyler. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Tyler Fulton is the board president of the Manitoba Beef Producers. He has a cattle operation near Bertle, Manitoba.